So, you have a new movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm thinking it's time for a new take on War of the Worlds.
Oh, that's a good idea. Some good sci-fi for people to pop on after a long day of being stuck on Zoom calls.
Yeah.
So what's this one gonna be like?
It's gonna be like being on a Zoom call for 90 minutes.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, the whole thing, and I mean the whole thing, is gonna look like you're looking at a computer screen.
That's so freaking immersive.
It's gonna be like you're right in the action watching the action from a computer screen.
Exactly, and we're gonna see the main character react to alien footage through his webcam.
Wow, well, we're gonna need someone with some serious acting chops if the whole movie's gonna be a close-up of him reacting.
Ice Cube is good at frowning.
Well, that should work just fine.
Okay, so Ice Cube works at the Department of Homeland Security, and he's the guy who's in charge of looking at people through cameras and listening in on their phone calls.
So he, like, leads a team or something?
He seems to be completely alone in the DHS building.
Oh, okay.
And when we meet him, he's tracking his kids' every move and spying on them and reading their private conversations.
This guy's kind of an invasive creep.
No, it's because he cares about his kids.
Huge invasion of privacy.
He also has a dead wife.
Well, now he's a sympathetic character. This is a good protagonist.
Thank you. So he hacks his daughter's fridge and then calls to yell at her for not eating enough protein.
Just a real good guy.
And his son downloads a video game to have some fun, and he hacks the computer and deletes it.
A hero among men.
Anyway, so later, as Ice Cube's trying to take down this hacker, the Disruptor, a bunch of meteors hit the planet.
Oh, did nobody see them coming?
Nope, because all the world's satellites were taken down a couple days earlier.
How?
Meteors.
What?
So humanity had no way of seeing this coming.
Well,
but then these freaking large machines come out of the meteors and start attacking people.
Oh no.
Yeah, so Ice Cube's gonna be like, whoa. Oh my goodness.
As he watches footage.
As he watches footage, that's right. But then he wants to go help his daughter who's injured, but he can't leave the room because the door is locked.
Dang.
So how is he supposed to get through a glass door and exit this room?
Impossible.
So he returns to his computer and hijacks a Tesla for her and self-drives it to the hospital.
Shouldn't he be helping with Homeland Security?
He's getting to that.
Okay.
So now he's got to do this super action-packed thing where he puts together a presentation for the president.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll see him taking screenshots from cameras and from the news and whatnot.
He's getting his information from the news?
Constantly, yeah. The news is reporting on things before he can even find them out. So he presents this to the president, and the president's like, yeah, we should shoot the aliens, probably.
Wow. Well, thank God Ice Cube gathered some screenshots on his computer
and organized them into neat columns.
Heroic spreadsheets are tight.
But then we're gonna learn that the aliens are actually here to eat our data.
What does that mean?
Data is their food.
What does that mean?
They think our data's so freaking tasty, so they start eating all of it, and as Ice Cube's looking at his dead wife's Facebook page, they eat that and it disappears in real time.
Aliens eat Ice Cube's dead wife's Facebook page? How quickly can we put this movie into production?
And they start eating everybody's data, and the military's data, and the government's data.
Which means,
well, frickin' passenger airplanes fall to their deaths.
The planes die.
That's what we're gonna write on screen, yeah. And then obviously all military equipment and planes stop working, and tanks, no more tanks.
Because the data was eaten by aliens.
Yeah, cause how could a tank tank if it's data tank tanks?
You're making a lot of sense, and I like that.
So then Ice Cube's gonna find out that his son is the hacker he was looking for.
How?
Well, he, like, undoes the hacker's voice modifier and realizes it's his kid.
He had never undone the voice modifier before, despite having that ability this entire time?
Correct, and it turns out his son knows that the government started this surveillance operation called Goliath that they knew would attract aliens.
Oh, they knew about the aliens' data diet.
They sure did, but they wanted to see inside people's Amazon carts real bad.
Understandable.
So then Ice Cube confronts the director of Homeland Security about it.
Is he gonna beat him up?
Well, no, he confronts him over Zoom. Remember, this is on a computer screen?
Right, well, that's just as exciting and cinematic.
You'd know it.
So then this freaking guy locks him out of the DHS system.
Whoa!
So he has no choice but to join his son's hacker squad and upload a YouTube video exposing the whole thing.
Oh, the aliens didn't eat YouTube yet?
No, they ate Facebook. They did not eat YouTube yet.
Well, fantastic.
But now the government wants to destroy Washington, D.C. so they could cover up the Goliath and protect it with rubble, which is actually inside Ice Cube's building.
How do they plan on bombing it?
With bomber planes.
I thought all the planes were down.
Hey, shut up. So now Ice Cube teams up with his son and his daughter to make a virus to take down the aliens.
Oh, his daughter too?
Yeah, she's a scientist and she made a cannibal virus that they're gonna combine with a computer virus and that's gonna kill the aliens.
Well, I have no further questions.
So Ice Cube needs to put this virus into the mainframe with a thumb drive, but he doesn't have one of those.
Oh man, gonna be tough for him to save the day now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, his daughter's boyfriend's an Amazon delivery guy, so Ice Cube puts an order in for a thumb drive on Amazon.com, so now the guy, he can fly a drone with the thumb drive over to Ice Cube.
The Amazon product placement might be a little too subtle. Can we kick that up a bit?
Way ahead of interview. At a certain point, the drone falls and they give a homeless guy a $1,000 Amazon gift card to go risk his life and flip it. Perfect. So now Ice Cube, who has finally figured out how to get past that pesky door, has to run to Goliath, and he encounters one of the alien tentacles and he kicks it and he's like, "Move, bitch, get out the way. I am going to spend real money on making this into a real movie." So then Ice Cube saves the day and he decides he's not gonna work for the government anymore. Instead, he's gonna keep an eye on them. Wow, 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 wow. And then he gets the most valuable reward of all, like a medal or something. A tweet from Joe Rogan himself.
Whoa!
I know. Damn, well, there's no way people won't love this one.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.